following interview was conducted with Sherman Kessler for the Purdue University Oral History Project. Took place on Thursday, July the 27th at Purdue University Libraries, Stewart Center, 263. The interviewer is Catherine M. Marquis, the oral history librarian. This is part two of the oral history interview. First off, you also belong to quite a few agricultural associations. One of them was the Hog Collar Education Committee. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What your work was involved with the Hog Collar Eradication Project?
Yes. In the fall of 1959, uh-huh. Indiana Farm Bureau called together some persons interested in hog collar eradication, and I went to the meeting in the interest of Kessler Farms. We had been in the Poland China hog breeding business since the 1920s, and we were concerned about the hog collar and experiences with it, vaccination, and possibly eradication. Not knowing what I got in, was getting into, I volunteered to be chairman of that committee. This was in the fall of 1959, and it was about a 23-member committee, all phases of the swine industry in the state, including a state veterinarian's office and a representative from the School of Veterinary Medicine, who was Don Gustafson. And we had regular meetings from October 1959 until the first part of the 1970s, when hog collar was eradicated nationwide. During that time, most of the time, Indiana Farm Bureau representative Marion Stackhouse was secretary of this committee. He scheduled the meetings and notified the members and kept the minutes. So that was quite an experience relative to the various meetings and other activities I had, including appearing before the state legislature and before a congressional committee. It was cooperative with the U.S. government, so that was quite a nice experience.
As a result of that, you got an award from the Indiana pork industry. Did they give you some real award for meritorious service? Do you remember that, getting that award?
Yes, that one, and then there was a national organization, I can't think of the name of it now, they very nicely gave me these awards, yes.
Very nice. Okay, fine. Now, talk a little bit about when you were on the Board of Trustees. How were you appointed to the board, which I understand was in 1973?
Yes. Well, a longtime member of the board, Guy Wilson from Kokomo, indicated to Governor Bowen that he was going off and didn't want another appointment. He'd been on the board for 20-some years. So I approached Governor Bowen, indicating my interest in becoming a member of the board, and he appointed me to go on the board in 1973 for a three-year term, and then he reappointed me for two more three-year terms, and then Governor Orr appointed me for two after that, so I was on the board for 15 years.
With the board, the student trustee voting. This was the first time in 1975 when a voting member for the student was appointed on the board, and you were on the board at that time. But before that, had there been a voting member for representing the students on the board before 1975? Do you recall?
There was not a voting member. Okay. There was a student representative to the Board of Trustees, but the voting member went in after I
between what would the representative do? Just sit, attend the meetings, a student representative, but didn't have vote, was not able to vote?
The representative did not have a vote, but they could make a statement to the board if they wished.
They could partake in the discussion if they wished?
In a limited way, yes.
Okay, all right, fine. Can you tell us a little bit about the statewide technology program, which got started around 1984, I guess, in Kokomo? Was the board involved in some of that, or, you know, the statewide technology program?
Yes, that was the start, and I don't recall too much about it.
Uh-huh.
It was one of those university actions where it was just presented to the board for a vote, and don't remember too much about it.
Okay.
Of course, I know as of now it's spread statewide.
The technology building, there were quite a few buildings. One was the new technology building when you were on the board. Where the technology building, Kanoi Hall?
Kanoi Hall was constructed.
President Reagan visited when he came?
Yes, I remember President Reagan's visit. And
uh-huh.
I got to know Maury Kanoi real well because he was chairman of the Board of Trustees for a long time.
Uh-huh. Do you remember, did you see President Reagan? Did you get a chance to say hello to him when he was here?
No, as I recall, he spoke at Mackey Arena, and I was there, but I didn't get to speak
sure.
to him, no.
Sure, right. That was kind of a big event in town.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. One of the things that the board is involved in is involved in the search for a president. And, of course, when you were on that board, was that when President Barry, before he came on, became president, or... That was while you were on the board.
I was on the board when President Bering was selected and candidly convinced that he could handle the job and appointed, yes, when I was on the board.
Okay. What are some of the activities? Were you on any special committees of the Board of Trustees while you were a member? They do have some committees, don't they?
I was on the compensation committee for a while.
Okay. Is that a faculty compensation, faculty staff compensation, like retirement or health benefits? What?
Well, it was a whole realm of compensation, including those that you mentioned, plus, for instance, the secretary of the board, all those salary recommendations were involved.
And also the faculty promotions, finally, you approve faculty promotions that they have every year. It comes before the board, does it not?
Faculty promotions, for the most part, are submitted to the board
for approval. That's right, okay. And does the board set up its schedule of meetings, when they're going to be, how do they set that up? So they meet different times during the year?
Well, the secretary of the Board of Trustees is a very important position as far as the activities of the board are concerned. And yes, those meetings are scheduled a good while ahead.
And they set the meeting dates and things of that sort. They set the dates of the meetings?
That's right.
And they send material in advance for you to look at before you get together?
Yes, there's a schedule and a program.
Right. Agenda. Okay. During your tenure, what about the regional campuses? They kind of grew a little bit, didn't they? The regional campus? There's IUPUI and...
Yes, all the regional campuses kept growing and improving. Trying to think, the Calumet campus achieved an official status, I forget just what it was, while I was on the board.
Mm-hmm. Sort of more autonomous? Was that, what sort of status were you talking about? What did you mean by that?
I'm sorry?
Status you said, or?
Yes, I forget the terms,
okay.
But it became
more autonomous?
More of a Well, autonomy, that's a good word for it, yes.
One of the things that we hear so much about is the General Assembly adopted that repair and rehabilitation in 1981, and that helps a little with the maintenance of the buildings, doesn't it? The funding that comes from the state legislature.
Oh, yes, and as you probably know, it's been pretty deficient. But between then and now, to keep the maintenance of the buildings.
Yes. Right. Do you, what about anything with the town and gown, the university club? Was there any club, relations like that? Is there a town and gown club that they have here or not within the community? Or not?
I don't think it's a town and gown group here, no.
You've got quite a few achievements. Are you still on the Alpha Gamma Rho Scholarship Foundation board? Are you still on that board? Or not?
No, I'm not on that board
now. But you got a Sagamore or the Wabash. Did you get one?
I have two of them, yes.
Whoa. Tell us how that came about. Was it a surprise? What, did you get one from different governors? Or?
One from Dr. Bowen, Governor Bowen, and one from Governor Orr, okay. Yes.
How did you find out about it, tell us a little bit about the Sagamore.
Well, of course, I didn't know that they were going to do that, and I assume it's because of my status and tenure on the Board of Trustees that I was awarded by each of those governors.
Did they have a special ceremony when they gave it to you? Do you recall?
Well, no, there wasn't a special ceremony that I recall. Fact is, I don't remember just how the Governor Bowen, Sagamore was awarded. I do remember that the Sagamore of Wabash that came from Governor Orr was presented to me by President Bering at a 4th of July party at our house. My wife Jane had an annual 4th of July party, which entailed a birthday party for Earl Butts, whose birthday is on July 3rd. And,
whose birthday's on July 3rd? Whose is on July 3rd?
Earl Butts had a birthday. And our birthday party became well known to the point where Congressman John Myers would stop every year. And the Berings were there this particular year. So this was an annual event that she put on for several years.
And that one is when you got one of your Sagamores?
That's when Dr. Bering presented it for Governor Orr, yes.
Very nice. But you were surprised?
Yes.
Did you get to know Governor Bowen pretty well? Did you know him pretty well, Governor Dr. Bowen?
I knew Dr. Bowen real well. I checked on his status and health just last month. And he lives in Bremen, Indiana.
Uh-huh.
His 63rd wife and doing well health-wise and otherwise, yes.
Good. So he's doing pretty well. And did you get to know Governor Orr fairly well, too?
Not as well as...
As Dr. Bowen?
As Governor Bowen.
Uh-huh. Okay. A couple of other awards that I see that you got was the Agricultural Alumni Association Certificate of Distinction in 1989. You're a lifetime member of the Alumni Association, aren't you? Lifetime?
I'm a lifetime member of the Purdue Alumni Association.
Okay.
And Purdue Ag Alumni Association. It's kind of continuous. There are no dues, but no official certificate or anything like that.
Uh-huh. There are two organizations. One is Ag Alumni, and the other is the Purdue Alumni Association.
Yes.
They're separate.
Yes, yes.
And they have different heads of or directors of each, don't they?
Yes. Tanya Lester's head of the Ag Alumni Association. The Purdue Alumni Association just recently changed heads. I don't know his name.
Yes, I know. They've had some changes over there, I think. It's, let's see. Got a couple more things. Is there anything special that you'd like to comment on your experiences on the Board of Trustees that people that are studying that year would you'd like to share with them? Anything in particular?
One thing comes to mind. I'd had some experience in the legislature and politically before I came on the board, and I was aware that, assuming it's okay to name names, there was a Dick Wells, who was superintendent of the state school superintendent, who was interested in eliminating the new Ivy Tech. And one of the things he did was misallocate funds from Ivy Tech to high schools where they had vocational programs. And Don Gentry at that time was on the director of vocational education for the state of Indiana. His job was to allocate funds from the government to various vocational areas of the state, including Ivy Tech. And I became aware, and he knows about this, that Dick Wells had misallocated $232,000 that was supposed to come to Purdue University. Well, I knew about this. So I hadn't been on the board very long until I went to Lytle Freehafer's office, who was Fred Ford's predecessor, as business manager, and told him I had a thought about the possibility of recovering that $232,000. Well, they looked kind of amazed at me, I would say. And they told me, relative to their files, they'd put it under debt file. They'd given up entirely on recovering that. Well, Don Gentry and his office and a new superintendent of public instruction named Harold Negley conceived the idea of, over a period of 5 or 6 years, increasing the amount that was allocated to make up that $232,000, which they did. And I was kind of happy that that happened.
Yes. When you were on the board, is anything that kind of sticks in your mind, and is something special that came about, or did you enjoy your experience overall on the board of trustees?
Oh, it was a very enjoyable experience.
You mentioned you got some relationships with people. You got to know, work pretty closely together.
Yes, there was the official relationship, and then as time went on, got well acquainted with the people, and the personal friendships have continued ever since with some of them. And one thing I might mention relative to experience on the board, in addition to enjoying it, one hoping that one made a positive contribution in one way or another once in a while, was how well the spouses were treated. My wife enjoyed it so very much. She got so well acquainted with Jane Baring and made special trips up here to attend women's organization events and this sort of thing. So that's some of the things I think of.
Uh-huh. Let's see. One of the things in the papers that you've shared with me is this global order for advanced thinking. Can you make any comments about that? You sort of shared some things, and you gave me. I looked at that. The test of knowledge. I think this is the test of knowledge is in its application. You've been doing some thinking along this line for this. I'm talking to some people about it. Have you not? Global order.
Without going into the background leading up to this thinking of the potential for a global order for advanced thinking. I'd had some experiences here at Purdue which indicated to me that the institution, not only at Purdue, but the institutionalism in higher education had limitations as well as potential. And looking beyond the institution and beyond the current thinking was this potential of what I have termed the exploration of the 3-pound universe between the ears. And that term...
That kind of catches people.
To me, the potential of exploring that universe between the ears has greater potential for advancement of civilization and determination of going in the right direction, several other potentials. It has more potential than the space exploration that's been going on here
for many years.
And it happened after I came up with this idea and wrote this general letter that you've read, that MIT received a $350 million donation for brain research. And I have some information relative to six other institutions in the country that are working on brain and mind action and what goes on between the ears. So I think this has great potential. By the way, I have been able to submit that idea to several people here on the campus.
Okay. One thing that I noticed, which I forgot to mention, are you still on the Nursing School Community Advisory Board?
Yes.
What does that entail? What are some of your involvement with that? How you've been on it for a while?
When I went off the Board of Trustees in 1988, just a very few days or weeks after that, then head of the nursing school, Linnell Geddes, asked me to be on what was then the Nursing School Advisory Committee, which had members from the community for this committee that met a couple of times a year. And that evolved into what is now the Nursing School Community Advisory Board, which has a wider range of representation in the community. And yes,
is
I'm
it
still
a local community or people in other states that are on this board?
The board members are primarily local.
Within Indiana or within Tippecanoe County?
I would say other than my being in Montgomery County, the rest of them would be from Tippecanoe.
Oh, okay. So it's local within the
yes.
region?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I think I'm going to ask you, are there any questions you want to ask that we didn't mention or anything that you'd like to share with us in kind of a general wrap-up?
Well, I thought before coming up here today, I would try to follow your lead more than last time. And what we've discussed covers a wide range of my experience. I know that there's some of it not included.
One thing
that I think of was the, I would say, opportunities of involvement after I went off the board. And one of these was to nominate, and three were selected for the Purdue Alumni Association Community Advisory Community Community Awards. And those three people, three awards, one was Sir George Mitchell from Marshall, Illinois, who had a wide experience and history of contributions to his community, Marshall, Illinois, and the county, and the county, and some statewide. I nominated him. He was selected for the first one. The second one was Kathy Willey, then from Lebanon, now from Indianapolis. She was state representative for two terms, but her contributions to organizations and the community of Lebanon were very outstanding to the extent she was given the award. And the last one, just two or three years ago, the award was a joint award to Dick and Jeannie Ward, who live near Linden. And both of them have been so very active in their home communities, and plus Dee Dee was on a member of the Ivy Tech Region 4 board here for 15 or 18 years. So that was a pleasant experience to have that happen. And thinking of this, there wasn't any formal appointment, but I suggested in a rather detailed letter to the president's office that Don Paarlberg should be considered for the Griffin Award, which he was considered, and he received that award just a few years ago before he passed away. And he was so very pleased to have received that. So those are some highlights relative to between going off the board and now.
And you still, in the farm, you still live on the same property, though, as you mentioned the last time.
I live on the same property, live in the same house with Jean, my wife, who passed away in 1994, and I started living in 1948, when my brother, son, and I sold our farm, gave possession in 1925. We retained our three houses, so I live where we had lived all those years on the farm, yes.
Very good.
In southeastern Montgomery County, about 40 miles south, a little east of here.
And wrap up, anything, any closing comments you want to share? Or as you look back, that you want to reflect on?
Well, two or three points. One is I have very much enjoyed, and I'm still enjoying, my relationship with Purdue University. I gave you a sheet that showed I had an official connection with Purdue since 1932, 74 years ago, a series of connections which, from a standpoint of every one of them involving either materials or personnel from the university, making it constant for 74 years. And I've enjoyed that all very much. And one thing I haven't gone into here, and I don't intend to, are some of the adverse experiences I've had here at the university. There have been some, frankly. So this is, and I might just say, relative to the advancements that have been made under the strategic plan, and President Jiske have been very impressive, and I sure wish the university well in the future.
Thank you very much, Chairman. This concludes our interview.